Okay.
Steve, I have gone through what we had and what recently came up. We're scheduled today for a 2-hour period of time for longer, at least that amount of time for us to go through. Not use those, but the court orders we have that come up on Monday. These are really our only two items of business today. In reading last night, and then you have a copy of it here, Brandon had some questions about, just of which to make sure, I want to give you the answers instead of me, because we want to make sure they're right.
Just help me understand exactly what. So the current delinquent list, you bring the delinquent list of real estate and personal property. Tell me the process as far as what does that mean when you bring it to us and we credit to your set?
Let me go back and return to say you enter it into a record, I make it in the settlement.
I'll just read.
Okay.
At the term of the county commission to be held on the day of the other.
That one says.
It does. They spelled Yoder wrong. And the city of St. Louis, okay, under oath or affirmation to such commission, can settle with his accounts of all monies received by him on account of taxes and other sources of debt, and the amount of such delinquent lists, or so much thereof as the commission shall find properly returned delinquent, shall be allowed and credited to him on his account. Before allowing the collector such credit for any delinquent list, the county commission shall make special inquiry and be fully satisfied that he has used due diligence to collect the same, and that he could not find any personal property of the taxpayer out of which to make the taxes. So,
to me, this is a formality, and probably what most commissions forget when I give us, and aren't used to, I would do this when I make my settlement all at the same time. But you gentlemen had requested to go through it one time, so I brought it to you guys ahead of time. No, I don't think there's any way that you're going to be able to go through that and determine whether this customer, unless you happen to see in personal property, this name here and this name again here, both of them delinquent, but chances what would be is they would have paid this one, and then this one was in delinquent and the assessor just failed to abate it off. And that is corrected through this process as they occur. This is simply a list which is the totals are given to the county clerk, and they, back before we were computerized, they would say that the collector kept the delinquent book and the clerk kept the delinquent book and you compare the totals. Now we're on the same computer program, and when an abatement, so this is what I'm charged with, and legally it's to be done, entered into record before the county clerk can file this with the Department of Revenue, which that was to be done in March. And so these totals that are put into the, is it the 1310, the delinquent form, or 1309?
Put
anyway.
Into a delinquent state form.
Yes, that's it. Form and sent to the Department of Revenue and the State Auditor's Office. And I'm legally charged to begin my 2014 year with those totals to bounce back to. And they are reflected then on the year end settlement.
But when it says, because it's our duty to make sure that we're fully satisfied that you have used your due diligence to collect the same and that you could not find any personal property the taxpayer out of which to make the taxes. So what does that mean to you?
That means to me, we've sent the delinquent notices, and we have answered all the phone calls, worked with the Department of Revenue on your personal property, and on a business personal property, we sent them the letters giving them the statutes and to say that we have done what we need to do to notify the customer that taxes due and not allow them to get licenses if they have a tax due by not giving them.
So that, and I'm, I guess, who defines due diligence? I guess. Do you define it? Is it defined by statute too? I'm trying to learn.
No, that's just, those are the statutes, and I guess you just have to, I think it's saying that you, is it saying that you feel that we've done our job in trying to collect those taxes? And so I suppose on that, you want to come down and.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Just say it.
Well, as I looked through those last year, and I sat and looked through every one of those last year, but they're the same year that I looked at, all except for 2009. But anyway, I looked through all those. What's the difference in from the ones that I looked through last year that were delinquent and the ones that I looked through? Is it just a repetition of the people that owe and they never have paid, so it's there. So it's just a repetition of those same things that I looked through last year except for the new year. That's what I'm saying, the ones that will be delinquent for the new year.
Okay, like if we're talking real estate, and that's what all of them we're searching out mm-hmm. now, is that we pretty much deal with the same parcels year after year.
Right.
And we get...
That's what I'm saying. I see names. I know very few of the names, but I see the names, and I see the names that were there last year, the year before last, but then I see this year, but it looks like it's a repetitive
yeah.
form.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, we're talking real estate now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. We, and which, if I'm lucky, gentlemen, if you want to come down and see the process we're going through right now, last month we searched lien holders. And these are things that back years ago we didn't do, but didn't have the capability either. We didn't to go into the recorder's office and stuff through the internet. But right now, we're getting legals to see that the legals is correct as on what we're going to sell. Okay, I have a book printing, maybe each girl's broke out and got. And they've got 2013 tax sale book, 2012 and 2011 laid out here. And the first thing they do is they go this name and they see if it's in this tax sale book from then, because we've searched that legal then and then we make another list. That, if you went down and saw those, you would see that at this stage, many of those are repeated over and over. They're sent notices. They're sent. Now, those notices are all controlled by decision from the Supreme Court. It's more notices than what you'll see in the statute. But it's a cost, the big cost to the county. Fortunately, when I look back, even though our time, you can't even put that in the cost, but I'm just talking about what we get back in the postage and that we're required to do now.
Okay, well, when these, if a lot of taxes now, and you went back to the computer, are paid through their payment plan, the taxes are paid right through the bank
mm-hmm.
or their loan,
mm-hmm.
wherever they get their loan. Do you receive a notice if they don't receive that payment for, say, December or whatever the last month that they were supposed to pay? Does that show up in here?
Do I receive a notice?
How do you know that it's not delinquent? If it shows up, then they haven't paid, made their payment. That means part of the taxes haven't been paid. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand the process.
If it's delinquent here and the taxes aren't paid, and if a loan company has requested it, if when you do your mortgage that you do it before that the bank is supposed to pay it, then in September all banks and loan companies send us the list of the ones they want. We code them.
Okay.
And
that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering is how you would know if they didn't pay if they had it through a loan company or a bank.
Then the bank is given a file. Most of those are electronic now, but anyway, they're given a file of the complete file of our whole system now. But we code those that ask for it so that the customer gets a bill that says duplicate at the top on it. Now, this is the way our programs work. I don't know what they have, but the customer gets a bill that says duplicate, and then it has the verbiage down here that taxing services requested your bill, and you're given this bill as a courtesy. If the taxing service is not responsible for paying it, it's still your responsibility to pay it, because sometimes you've refinanced and the taxing service no longer...
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. Okay. The refinancing, the taxes change. I mean, the taxes doesn't change, but the amount of the payment changes, and sometimes people don't pay. They get behind on their payments, and then the bank's involved.
They're still going to pay it as long as they've got the loan on it. But now here's what happens if they... So we send our first delinquent, 1 year delinquent notice in February, and lots of times you'll catch when you get that notice, if it's a bank that was supposed to pay it, and maybe they paid the wrong parcel or whatever, that notice goes to the customer, and then they say, so-and-so should have paid my... Well, you call your bank, and then the bank does the research. And okay. So if a bank has the finance, we're covered.
Looks like it looks like a complicated mess to me, but I don't know, except for the way computers work, that especially in this day and time, people are constantly refinancing, and they may refinance a couple of times a year.
And that's good for the county. That's good for the entities. If they're financing the bank, because and that's what we do, we send the first, just if we are seeing all the lending companies that we found, we went over, we had
a... So you got a process. That's all I was wanting to know is because so... I've looked. What I don't want to do is I go through these last year, and it took me, I'd say 2.5 hours or so to go through and look at names I recognize.
Well, but what could you really find out about it other than delinquent taxes? And the thing is, these books right now, these were printed as of February 28th when we did our year-end balance. And so all that we sent delinquent notices the 1st of February for 1 year delinquent, we sent delinquent notices 1st of March for 2 and beyond. So we're daily.
And so what we do is we make a motion, and we've done this for several years now, is that we accept the report that you have sent through this. And that's the way our motion has been for...
We just send them into records, so then the county clerk...
Entered into the record. And
so a couple of comments. The first one is that there are a lot of laws that are on the books that were written years ago, and the times were simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of things that come before different agencies because somebody in the State House thought, well, this would be a great cross-check. There are a number of functions that we and services we provide that, in my opinion, are not in the least bit necessary. But they're part of the statutes.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask based upon the paperwork that's there. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just about all we can do. Sheila, what was the word that's in there?
Due diligence.
Have you provided all due diligence to ensure that the taxes that are owed in front of us were collected?
Yeah.
And her answer will be yes.
In every way that I can think of.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's about what we can do. Yeah, move forward.
We do more than what the statute does that requires us notices and more, send more notices than a week. Well, now we don't, but we always did than what other collectors always would tell me that they did. When I came in, I started sending a second notice because the notice in was just in September and the interest rate was higher. I don't why send it the highest, so we send it pushes, but we send it as low as we can, which is in February. Your interest in is 2% and penalty 7%. So it tries to clear up a lot before you get to that. But now the law has caught up with us, the Supreme Court did, and they require on the tax sale, not on our first year notice, they don't require, we send an extra notice on the first year on real estate. But
and you get to start back where we had. I apologize to you, Brandon, for interrupting you on the repetition, but I thought you might understand it better, that these stacks that are in front of you are some of them are 3 years repetition. You know, the repetition that we've already, myself, have looked at.
Right.
And so that's the reason I...
And this right here would explain why that you've seen the fourth year sales, the third year sales, because there's people in here that haven't paid the taxes. They don't want them. They don't want that land anymore. But some of them would love to give it to the county, and that's why the county can't take it unless they have a county purpose for it. You don't want to block.
Well, if they're paying here a ditch or something like that, and it'll be a small strip or an easement that can't even be used, you know. So I understand. I just was wondering every year why we get the same books, but I understand that you thought it's a process that you have to go through. So my main focus this morning, because I've looked through some of that, it's going to be the same, is to try to get this group of things here organized. And see if I see any mistakes or anything like that. It's my duty, I guess, to look this over, right? On these
abatements. We've got different counties do it different. And going out for bid on the programs, the software providers have been surprised at the point, because each one of them, their abatement program, will have to be changed to do it the way that we do it, because they say that that's not done that way in the counties they're in. All the documentation, and you've probably heard that already, all the documentation and everything going through the mission on personal property, what we're told that normally that comes straight through the assessor. Some of them had it even when the assessor did it, it came straight to the collector's office, and some it went to a modular, the clerk, and then the collector. None of them had the holdup of it not happening instantly, unless it's real estate. On personal, it all went straight. So, but it's in...
That's a convenience to the taxpayer, because the law says that will be approved by the commission. And it makes sense for it to flow directly. I agree with Sheila. That really expedites the process.
And what they do to get to cover that, I'm told, is they print out a list once a month in the commission.
That's what we used to do.
Oh, okay.
That's what we used to do. Would do a stack of what the add-ons were. Back then, though, instead of these individual reports, it was a computer, old computer-generated report.
I'm telling you, Commission would endorse that. I'm fine with the questions that I have for Sheila. I mean,
well, we got this set up for Monday, but it's probably be important for us to go through all this today.
Now, if you decide in the future you want me to give you the list, just the totals, like I can give you with the Monday settlement, which, if you want to, I can do now if you remember on Monday. It's just your totals that are at the back of each one of these books, and it's reflected on the year in the settlement, showing that those totals are the totals that's being charged. And then the clerk already has her form prepared to charge me. But these books aren't correct right now. These books, they were correct as of the 28th of February, and they'll be correct what we will be charged as of March 1st to balance next year.
Any more questions, guys?
Yeah, I've been here 10 years. I'm fine with strawberry.
Is there any other issues she can address for you?
And generally, if you want to let me know, like in the future, like next year, if it's a total pages that you want, if you want to, then ask the questions in regards to the total pages.
Remind us about that, too.
Okay.
About that.
Because I was considering, I wanted to put, not continue to print these, put them on CD and microfit and like that, rather than go through and paper and print. But I knew you guys had said you would look at them. I didn't know if you wanted to see these. I'll try to remember.
I've already been through part of this row. I'm going to start down the rest of them, and then we'll be complete as far as I'm concerned.
Now, some of those abatements you probably have is like the fourth year sales that's over the counter, and that's, you know, these are 2007 and 8 year, fourth year. If you look back at those, you will see that every so many years they end up on the tax sale. This you have a bidder that comes in and starts buying, and they bid them and keep them for a number of years, thinking probably they're going to
do something,
and then they get so old, the person, and they don't want to deal with this anymore, and they start letting go. And that's, if you go back in the recorder's office and do your search, you'll find that. If some of these, the Tancoma Woods, I'd like them to drive over there sometime. You guys may be familiar with it, but I'm told that those lots are good. I've sold a few over the counter here lately, but those are, when they, the attorney, when Crables developed that, they wrote them for camping lots, whatever, however, what was going on in their area at that time. Well, probably fishing was a big thing, and they had them. You couldn't build a permanent structure, or anyway, that's what I'm trying to say, 5 and 6. And people, they're beautiful, I gather, from what I'm told. And then they, so, I mean, we announced that you buy it as is, and you know the requirements and so forth, but people just don't believe us on that sometimes. Anyway, many of those, there'll be pages of newspapers of those. Some of those are selling that are on the 4-year sale, and we're seeing how you can get your pub, the full pub, because the time you pay that much pub for that new sale, it adds up.
Well, just use a perfect example for that. From the power side,
mm-hmm.
the basketball court had about 4 lots. So the way they laid, 4 lots had to be bought just to build a stinking basketball court.
We get a lot of lots that's got to be
We have been able to try, not had time the last couple of years, but like they, when they cut those lots out that aren't even big enough to build on now, OPB did a bunch. And if you had the time to look, and if this one is delinquent, look at the neighbor and call them and tell them, try to put them together. And had a few that do that, and it makes them a good lot, you know, that to build. And OPD is another section. You have a developer come in there, start developing, and they've got the money, and things start going good, and you're selling them, and then all of a sudden they go down the tubes, and another, and so then you start sending it back on the tax sale. And that's probably happened 2 times since I've dealt with it. Right now, we're dealing with Branford Hills.
Well, thank you for that.
Do you want me to leave those or take them? My concern, see, on those is it's permanent documentation in the collector's office, and I didn't have another copy and couldn't reproduce because we've been collecting since those. But if you want to look at them some more and just...
we've got them on the books to, or on the agenda for my children. I have no objection to that.
I haven't looked at this book either.
Okay.
How about we bring it down
later? You could take it home. It's a good nighttime
reading,
too.
Well,
I appreciate that.
But you can help.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about me. Don't forget to come back to the register.